I messed up the words when I sang for church on Sunday. It was so embarrassing, and I never want to sing again.
So you messed up. We all do. But don't let your fear stop you from serving Jesus. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you're listening. As always, my name is Zach. I played a trumpet solo in church one time, and boy, was I nervous. It was all going pretty good when suddenly I played a super wrong note. It was so embarrassing. I was tempted to quit until I remembered one of my favorite Bible verses, Joshua 1:9. It says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Our story today is called Singing Again. Brooke loved to sing. Whenever there was an opportunity to sing at church, she took it. It felt good to be on the stage singing in front of everyone, and she loved singing for God too. She felt close to Him when she sang songs in church. One day, when she was up on stage singing a solo, Brooke messed up on some of the words. She felt her face flush and was tempted to step away from the microphone, but she somehow carried on. "You did great," her family said when she finished. Brooke shook her head, wanting to run away and hide. A few days later, Mom came into her bedroom. "They're looking for volunteers to sing next Sunday," she said. "I didn't see your name on the list yet." "I don't want to sing again." Brooke pulled her knees up to her chest. Her mom's brows rose. "You're not going to sing again?" "I messed up last time. It was embarrassing," Brooke said. Mom touched her hand. "It wasn't so bad, and even if it had been, you can't give up just because of that. You love singing up there." "But I let everyone down," Brooke said. Mom shook her head. "You didn't let anyone down." "But I always want to do my best for everyone in the audience, and especially for God." "And you did," Mom said. "Everyone makes mistakes, honey. God knows that, and we know that, and no one is disappointed in you. It's not important that you messed up the lyrics, and it wouldn't matter if you did again. All that matters is that you want to sing for God. You want to, right?" Brooke nodded. "I love singing for Him." "I know. God has given you that gift so you can use it to worship Him and point others to Jesus and what He did to save us. So you just need to do it again." Brooke sighed. "It will be scary." "God can help you do scary things." Mom squeezed her hand. "And we'll be rooting for you." Brooke did love singing and would miss it if she quit. "Okay," she finally agreed. "I'll ask God to help me be brave and try again." So how about you? Have you ever wanted to quit something because you messed up? Everyone makes mistakes, so don't let them stop you from doing something you believe God wants you to do. Mistakes often teach us what we need to learn to do better. When you mess up, remember that Jesus is always with those who trust in Him and promises to help us. So trust Him to help you be brave and try again so you can use your gift for Him. Our key verse is Joshua 1:9.
"Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go."
And our key thought for today: be brave and try again. I'm glad I could spend some time with you reading the Keys for Kids story. If you like the stories, now you can read them on your own by going to the Keys for Kids app. Just ask one of your grown-ups to search for Keys for Kids on your app store. Plus, listen to music made just for you on Keys for Kids Radio, and you'll even be able to discover more stories on demand like Down Gilead Lane and Red Rock Mysteries. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.